You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Saturday's edition of the podcast, and what a fabulous day we've got coming up at Ascot for British Champions Day. We've got four Group 1s on the card. We've got the Group 1 Champions Sprint to kick us off, the Group 1 for Fillies and Mares, the Group 1 QE2, and of course the Group 1 Champions Stakes itself. We've also got the Long Distance Cup, that's a Group 2. And a very hot handicap to close the card as well, the Balmoral Handicap. It looks a really, really good day at Ascot. We've also got racing from further afield. It's William Hill Catterick Dash Day at Catterick. We've also got racing at Stratford, Foss Last Market, Raising Wolverhampton and Leopardstown. So there's going to be loads to go at on Saturday afternoon. Paddy Aspel is the man who joins me on this edition of the podcast. Paddy, how are you?
I'm good, Sammy. How are you doing?
Yes, not too bad. Continuing on the long road to recovery, Paddy, where are you up to now?
I've seen the surgeon this morning, actually.
Right.
And he was happy. Said, you know, you could ride a horse in the morning, but he just wants to get the leg a bit stronger.
Okay.
But as far as healing goes, we're pretty much there. Just need to get a bit stronger, which we are all the time. But that was great news to get, because, you know, it's probably only the last three to four weeks that I've actually, is been the first time since the injury that I've actually visualized myself riding a horse again. So mentally, that's a big boost. So we'll just keep kicking now and get a bit stronger, and it'll just be nice to get back and sit on a horse again.
Yeah, actually, as you say, getting back on the horse must be a massive milestone, as you say, mentally more than anything.
Mentally, yeah. And I mean, look, because, you know, I've been living in Jackbury the last 5 or 6 weeks now, and like there's loads of jump lads there. It's different for them because they're getting itchy now, because, you know, it's October time and they're missing rides. Whereas it's different for me. I'm not as much of a panic now, but you see them lads and they're in a different sort of proposition to me. But still, it's great. It's great to have that sort of help, and I've been absolutely lost without it, so I'm very, very grateful.
Yeah, good stuff. They do phenomenal work, obviously, as we've heard. Before we get stuck into some the previews, obviously going to talk one race at Ascot and one race at Catterick. In terms of Champions Day itself, Paddy, looking forward to the meeting. It's going to be run on pretty testing ground, but as is often the case when this meeting is in mid to late October, you know, it's testing ground most years.
Yeah, we spoke about it yesterday. It's an incredible card, isn't it? Thank God they've been well supported with runners as well. We were talking about it yesterday. Frankie actually can't go through the card because he hasn't got a full book, has he?
Nope.
He's only got six. But it's like, I mean, he's got a serious book of rides tomorrow. We went down Advertise, Stradivarius.
I know he has got a full book, yeah.
Has he got a full book?
Yeah, he has. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, there's only six races on the card.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he can't do another Magnificent Seven, but
he could go through the
six
card.
Would be, yeah, he could still go through the card.
Yeah, Starcatcher, King of Comedy, and then what else is he? He's got Coronet, and then in the last, he's got Lord. Wow, that is Lord North. Just incredible, isn't it? But yeah, I mean, it's great to see the French have brought over the unbeaten, the Revenant.
Yep.
We're just talking to Andy Holding inside there, and Andy's a big believer in course form at Ascot. He really thinks that, you know, some horses really save their A game for Ascot. So he was a little bit worried about this French horse tomorrow because, yeah, he has proven that he handles soft ground, but a big box for him to tick is that he's never been to Ascot.
Mm.
And he won't have experienced a track like Ascot in France. So it's going to be a big ask for him tomorrow, and we really will find out how good he is. But yeah, certainly looking forward to it. It's a pity conditions are as they are, but at the end of the day, every single one of them will have to cope with that. So,
yeah,
you know.
More on that 320 race in just a moment. Just a couple of bits and pieces ahead of the meeting. As we're recording this on Friday afternoon, Amedeo Modigliani has been the big market mover for the Balmoral Handicap, the 440. It's been smashed off the boards, that now into 100-30. So that perhaps something to bear in mind going into the weekend. And just wanted to get your thoughts on Shane Murphy as well, Paddy, who's obviously going to be crowned champion jockey on Saturday. Obviously, everyone's got their own views on the exact parameters of when the jockey's title should last from and when it should finish, but it is nice that the champion jockey gets a day like this to celebrate on Champions Day. And he's a fitting champion this year.
Oh, for sure. He's not taking his foot off the gas at any point. Even, you know, it was a very brief period, wasn't it, where him and Danny were having a so-called head-to-head.
Yeah.
It was a pretty brief period, because like I said, he never took his foot off the gas, and he pretty quickly developed a fair old lead on him. But even once, you know, since he's had that lead, he's not taken, you know, I've seen on occasions he's been to France on, you know, at a lunchtime meeting.
Yep.
And he's been back for Kempton's on the twilight in the evening. So, you know, very, very committed. But as he said himself the other day, he's still looking to improve and get better as far as riding big race winners, because I think he said he was disappointed with the amount of group races he'd won this year, considering the amount of rides he's had and the amount of winners he's ridden, you know. But no, incredible, and like I said, he comes across very well, speaks very well, and obviously, I mean, he's a high class rider. He can do slightly lighter than Danny, so he was always going to have that little bit of an advantage. But yeah, numbers wise, he's had it wrapped up for a fair old spell now, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And a big congratulations to him, of course. He'll be presented with that title on Saturday at Ascot. Now let's get a couple of selections in the book. We start at Ascot with that aforementioned 320, which is the Queen Elizabeth II Stakes over a mile. A betting at the time of recording, the French Raider, the Revenant, is top of the betting at 3-1. 11-2 for Magna Grecia, the 2000 Guineas winner. Ben Battle is 6-1. 15-2 for Lord Glitters. King of Comedy is 9-1. 10-1 for King of Change, second, of course, in the Guineas. Century Dream is 20-1. Move Swiftly is 20-1. 22-1 Phoenix of Spain. Safe Voyage is 25-1. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. A cracking field assembling for this one, Paddy. And as we touched on a little bit earlier in the podcast, the Revenant comes over here from France with a long string of ones next to his name now. A fascinating contender, tops the market at 3-1.
Yeah, it's such a high quality race, as you would expect. And been very, very impressive, the Revenant. Obviously, we spoke about the Ascot box that he's got a tick, and he's actually got the first time hood on tomorrow, which is interesting. But very, very high class horse, and he's also got the man at the moment, Pierre Charles Boudot, on board, who is, you know, I didn't realise how young he was. I'd honestly knew very little about him until this season. I mean, he's head and shoulders above, I won't say ability wise, but even on numbers wise in France. I didn't realise the amount of rides he'd had and winners he'd ridden. He's had an incredible season. And he really is very, very good. So great to see him tomorrow with a great ride in such a good race. The other one, my selection in that race was going to be the Sidebin Soror train, Ben Battle, because Sidebin Soror, I think, is incredibly good for bringing horses back after long layoffs. And Ben Battle looked as good as ever at Newmarket the last time. I mean, albeit he wasn't hassled on the front end, but it wasn't so much he wasn't hassled, but they couldn't go with him from a long way down. And he was so strong across the line. Very, very impressive. Oisin is back on board again tomorrow. He has got form at Ascot over this trip as well. Stall 13. So he's drawn pretty much near the favourite as well. The Revenant is in stall 10. You know, previous course winners like Accidental Agent is in stall 9. Let's hope he behaves himself again, which he has been of late. He's got some, what's he got on tomorrow? He's got W on first time. What's that?
Wind up.
Oh, yeah. I see. Right. First, good.
First time after the wind operation.
Oh, very good. There is some, there's quite a bit of first time headgear all round in that race tomorrow, but it's a very, very deep group one, and so it should be. But for me, if Ben Battle can turn up in any sort of form like he was at Newmarket last time, I think this previous course winner could take a bit of stopping.
6-1 for Ben Battle, then for that 3-20. And just to go back to Pierre-Charles Boudot, as you mentioned, young guy, very hungry. On the Monday after the Arc, I was in here, looked up, and he was riding a winner of a claimer at Compiègne, one of the lesser French meetings. I know they're at opposite ends of their career, but put it this way, if Enable had won the Arc, you wouldn't see Frankie turning out Monday lunchtime to be riding in a claimer, would you? I know there's lots of reasons why that, but I thought, fair play to him, probably the biggest winner of his career on the Sunday. Huge race, huge win, and he's there riding, you know, claimers at 12:30, I think it was, the Monday afternoon.
Yeah, well, there you go. Probably just sums the guy up, doesn't it? And on the day, I know there was sort of people thinking about Enable probably didn't get taken far enough up the track, and when she did get left alone in front, she has wandered over and probably covering that bit of extra ground, and she's given the winner the chance to come and run her down. But I thought Pierre Charles made a split second decision, because he was for a few strides going to follow Frankie through. Now, to have the bottle to do what he did, and, you know, just check his horse's momentum and switch round I think it was Japan, yeah, and the other horse, to switch around at such a vital moment, you know, on a horse that, you know, stays an Arc trip, you're asking a lot to take that momentum from him, switch around, and then to go again, you know, so close to the line. Now obviously he had the horse to do it, but I just thought it was maturity beyond his years. And look, yeah, we could have seen a different race if the mare had held her line and kept straight, because she does like a battle. But no, I thought Pierre Charles showed real maturity there and just great judgment, and it was fantastic.
Well, hopefully he's chasing shadows tomorrow anyway, though, behind Ben Battle.
Oh, definitely, yeah. We won't be cheering for Pierre Charles tomorrow. No, not in the 3:20.
Just 5 minutes after that race at Ascot, we've got the feature race of the day at Catterick, which is a 5 furlong sprint, the William Hill Catterick Dash, Class 2 handicap here. Moss Gill is the 130 favourite. Count d'Orsay is 9-2. 11-2 for Arecibo. Mackinac, 13-2. 10-1 Hyperfocus. Sheikhan Boogie is 10-1, as is Tarentum Star. Renthorpe is 10-1. 16s and bigger prices. The rest, a different race, Paddy, but nonetheless competitive as well.
Yeah, it is, and it's been well supported, and obviously this generous pot kindly sponsored by ourselves, William Hill. I mean, the winner takes home 21 grand, you know, just a few quid shy of 22, and, you know, 6 prizes, and is always well supported, and that will get a full field for this one. But I've gone for the horse right down at the bottom, number 14, Renthorpe, from the Brian Smart Yard. I mean, is down to carry 8 stone 7. Graham Lee is booked to ride, as he has been on board of late, but what weight he'll carry, I would imagine probably, I mean, obviously the limit you can do is £3 over, so the most it's going to carry is 8 stone 10, but I reckon Graham will do 8-9.
Right.
Generally, that's about his limit. He might do less simply because, you know, it is a good pot, and this horse is fancied because he's in a rich vein of form just now, Renthorpe. And one thing about this horse is he'll handle this ground, because I live literally, it's a half a mile from Catterick, and we have had shed loads of rain. I mean, they're giving it tomorrow soft. It's going to be deeper than that, because it never stopped all night last night. So this won't have probably been the latest going description. So it isn't going to be, and the last meeting they were meant to have last week was called off.
Yep.
So ground is obviously going to be pretty moist, but that won't bother Renthorpe, although he has been busy of late. Is only a 4-year-old, and like I said, he's in a rich vein of form just now, and he's bidden to rack up the hat-trick tomorrow. Is turned out only 3 days after his latest win, so does have that £5 penalty to carry, but like I said, he's in real good order just now. And from stall 6, and obviously dependent on what sort of weight he's carrying, because he is going to carry, because it is quite a tight race, I think Renthorpe has got a very, very good chance of racking up the hat-trick tomorrow.
10-1 for Renthorpe then in that Catterick feature on Saturday. Loads of good racing to enjoy. Hopefully you can join us for all of the action on Racing Radio on Saturday. Paddy, thank you very much for that.
Yep, no problem.
And enjoy it on Saturday.
Cheers, Tommy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.